Ai, hoki mai anō ko Gurley Clark tēnei, e kōrero atina kia kontau, okay? Konei taku kai kōrero, tana ingoa ko Dr. Mary Ann Baker, e mahi ana i Wainganui i te tai tokerau. Kamutu e hoama ki roto e i ngā mahi mō ngā rongoa, i roto i ngā toa, kamutu e hoama, hakarongo mai kia ia mō tēnei rā. Kia ora to you, Dr. Mary Ann Baker.
Kia ora, girly. I'm just ringing to say that today, because Te Hiku's always up with what's happening, they're very vocal and on the button on everything. I thought I'd just let our listeners know today, using the Northland District Health Board website and the WHO, the World Health Organization website, kōrero and information on the coronavirus, COVID-19, and that's what it's called. And I just thought on the District Health Board website, the last update was 13th of February, so that's only yesterday. There are no confirmed cases in New Zealand. So the no confirmed cases in New Zealand. So the advice, they're saying to all travellers arriving in New Zealand from mainland China, including those who have transited through China, is that they should self-isolate for a period of 14 days, and people are asked to register their details with Healthline's dedicated number. So the Healthline dedicated number to the coronavirus is 0800 358 5453. 0800 358 5453. So that dedicated number is for anyone who has any health-related calls about coronavirus. If you're overseas, you've got whānau overseas, the number is 649-358-5453. 649-358-5453. So people calling these lines will be able to talk with a member of the National Telehealth Service, and interpreters are on hand. The number is staffed by nurses, paramedics and health advisors. So that's important to know. And just advice about self-isolation. It means avoiding situations where you could infect other people if you think you're infected. This means all situations where you may come in contact with others, such as social gatherings. And I was thinking about us always going to hui, our work, school, childcare and preschool centres, university, faith-based gatherings, aged care, healthcare facilities, prisons, sports gatherings, supermarkets, restaurants, shopping malls and all public gatherings. So if you're a visitor to New Zealand, this means you should avoid sitting in a restaurant, participating in any type of tour group or using public transport, including flights, buses and trains between cities in New Zealand. If you are unsure if you should be self-isolating, please call the Healthline for free, and this Healthline is 0800 611 116. 0800 611 116. So the Ministry of Health Resources, there's a Facebook page, and it's called MinHealthNZ. So that's an addition to, they have a Twitter channel, and they will be using the Facebook to alert people to key updates and messaging specifically about coronavirus. Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Trade have updated their travel advisory and now recommend that New Zealanders do not travel to any part of mainland China. And additional border measures came into effect, as we all know from the news, on the 2nd of February. So, and remember that suspected coronavirus that was in Auckland had a negative effect.
Oh, okay. Dr. Mary Ann Baker, I've got a question to ask you. You know, for this particular health hazard that they've got over in China, what are the symptoms, and when they eventually die, what happens? You know, patient.
I suppose, well, they haven't discussed that openly. What they have discussed openly, and this is on WHO, the World Health Organization, is what you have to do, the basic measures against the new coronavirus, which is where we should be thinking, because it's not wait until you get it and wanting what's the consequences if you've got it and how you die. But this is the main message out, and I thought that's why it was important to give it to you.
Yes, yes.
So the basic protective measures against the new coronavirus.
Oh, yes.
So one, we wash our hands frequently with soap and water, or use an alcohol-based hand rub if your hands are not visibly dirty. Why? Because washing your hands, it saves with soap and water, or using the alcohol-based hand rub eliminates the virus if it's on your hands. We have to secondly practice respiratory hygiene. When coughing and sneezing, cover your mouth and nose with a flexed elbow or a tissue.
All right.
Guard the tissue straight away into a closed bin. Clean your hands with that alcohol base or rub with soap and water. Again, you see we're following, as it says, similar to flu symptoms. And this is an important one. Maintain social distancing. Maintain at least 1 meter distance between yourself and other people, particularly those who are coughing, sneezing and have a fever, because like 2019 NCOV, coughs or sneezes, they project small droplets containing the virus, and therefore you can breathe it in. Next, avoid touching eyes, nose and mouth. Why? Because the surfaces have become contaminated with the virus, and you can transfer it from the surface to yourself. If you have fever, cough, and difficulty breathing, seek medical advice early. You have to tell your health care provider, as we said, if you've traveled to an area in China. Because remember those people from up here north that went to China recently? But where it just says China, it doesn't say exactly where the place is. So if you've been in close contact with someone who has travelled from China and has respiratory symptoms.
All right. Now,
so the other ones, there's just a few more. If you have those respiratory symptoms and no travel history to or within China, then just basic respiratory hand hygiene is done. General precaution and practice general hygiene measures when visiting animal markets, wet markets or animal product markets.
Yes, I thought of markets.
Yeah, and it says avoid consumption of raw, undercooked animal products.
Yes, yes.
Yes, so I think that's important. There's special ones there for, you know, you got to wash your hands, and for children and adults with stress from the outbreak, because that's important. But all those ones, they haven't got one covered, girly, for, you know, what are the symptoms, probably because you don't want to alert people about those. And on the WHO site, it's just got advice for the public, situation reports, media resources and technical guidance, which is on, as they said, the WHO, World Health Organization website. And that's what they thought, like, as medics and that, we would just let your people know and our people on the radio.
Okay, there was one question I was going to ask Dr. Marianne, was, you know, I'm a bit concerned that they've had it over in China. It's happened in the winter months over there. Okay, come next year, or come this year, I should say, in the winter months, we get it. Is there a possibility that, you know, this particular virus can circle through the planet and then eventually it can land at any other country in the winter months, and we could end up having it in the winter months up over here? What's your thought on that?
Well, because I'm not sort of a microbiologist, nothing's impossible, and that's why their big thing is preparing to keep yourself clean, so you're not only combating this virus, but any virus, and stopping the transmission. But there is research, as we all know, that it's been done to combat this virus, but it just takes a little while to set up. So hopefully if it is circulating, they'll have the antidote soon. You know, it's not in the near future, but there is one being worked on. And I think that's it. If we just practice, as they say, preventative medicine, we're able to combat a lot of these things and eat proper kind to build up resistance. And that's the main thing. And that's why they've found it necessary. If people want to have a look, how to cope with stress, the stress of the whole thing, because people will start overthinking, feeling sad, confused, scared, angry about a crisis coming.
Yes, yes.
So you have to talk, as it says, to people you can trust, contact your friends and family, stay at home, maintain a healthy lifestyle, proper sleep, diet, exercise, and social contact. Those social contacts, positive kōrero.
Aye. That's, you know, I'm finding as you age a bit too, that you saying that is quite important, because it keeps you in the loop about what's, and keeps you focused about lots of things around you and throughout the world and what's happening, and it is of great interest, eh? You know.
Well, that's why Tehiku Radio is so important to all of us. You know, you share your information with the other stations, you're up with the place.
Oh, yes, yes.
Like the Shortland Street stuff, you know, it's going on, because you've got the topic.
Yes,
and
yes.
So I thought, well, the good idea to do is this kōrero. And as you say, like a lot of the people I notice, even who go into hospital, 70% are over 65 years of age.
Yes.
And with age comes anxiety.
Yeah, that's, you know? Right.
And
that's
time right. Mahatanga about any country. Yes. Just worrying, and it's not good. And
yes.
You've got to have your whānau supporters, and you know, every family has, you know, someone who might be unable to be supported, but there's always support out there, like us with the Ngāti Hine and Te Hiku Hauora, Whangaroa Health. They all have those backup services.
Yes,
and
lovely.
The fact is, we're Māori. That's really important. Aye. Because they have that X factor, I think.
Oh, very good. Kia ora, Dr. Mary-Ann Baker. I shall look forward to next week's kōrero, and especially the coronavirus kōrero, this one. For this virus, it's quite interesting, because I'm thinking, right, it's happening overseas. You never know with the winter months when it comes up. What do we get, you know, with the viruses? But it's interesting, all sorts of health problems, all sorts of other issues. I had a great one this morning with land issues, and it was quite interesting for people to hear. Nga no reira, I'd love your kōrero with this info, and for all the people that are out there and listening to us. Kia ora mai anō.
Kia ora.